Okay, day two, it's a Sunday. After an 18-hour fast, what time is it now? 7 p.m. After an 18-hour fast, I had some turkey, bacon. What else did I eat? Turkey, bacon, pepperoni, had some cheese. And just took some benfotiamine, B-complex, Rolaid with magnesium and calcium and vitamin A. Extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oil, one teaspoon of each. Also added some 2 teaspoons of flax seed, chia seed, hemp seed, spirulina powder, and kale powder. This is day two. Today, during the fast, I built a fence, worked on a walkway, and tore out some sheetrock. Was not hungry at all. The only reason I ate is because I was worried about magnesium or potassium or not getting my electrolytes. No pain. Breathing is good. Eyesight is good. Muscles are fine. Everything, let's see, I made a list of things to check off each day. No pain, no soreness, no depression. Energy's about, what levels of energy? Right now my energy level is about 7 or 8. Outlook is good. Irritability, 0. Rested, feel like I'm rested about 8. Not tired, not sleepy. Did dream last night. That's not a good sign. Breathing, okay. So, this is day two. Just took some benfotiamine and some B-complex. And I'm actually just testing to see if I take benfotiamine every day, vitamin B1. Now the benfotiamine is B1 oil soluble. I might even get some B1 that's water soluble just to take it at the same time. I went outside in the cold just now. My fingers kind of sore for some reason. I don't know if it's something I just ate or what, but it's weird. When I take creatine, I do get some pain in a digit. Digit is another word for finger. In one of my digits, I get pain when I take some creatine. But I think I'll start adding some creatine again. Maybe every other day. So day two, benfotiamine, vitamin B1 and B-complex. From what I'm hearing from all the doctors, that B1 and the B-complex makes everything work together. It just ties everything together. But I do need to add some vitamin D3. I'll go ahead and do that today. But according to what I'm hearing from the doctors, if they're telling the truth, when you take a B complex, B1 especially, it works everything together. And I'm also hearing I know the omega-3 works, the flaxseed, the chia seeds, the kale powder, and the spirulina powder, and the MCT oil gives you power too. So what you want to do is you want to move off of burning energy based on sugar to move over to ketones. That's what the keto diet is. The keto diet is you're burning fat instead of the carbs. So today I did have a a foot long sandwich, cheese bread, turkey, bacon, pepperoni. And the reason I eat three meats at a time is because I can't find the video, but I'm pretty sure I heard a doctor say, if you eat three meats, there's a higher chance that you get an amino acid chain that's complete and it doesn't break off and turn to carb. So that's why what I've been doing for the last 6 months, just eating. When I eat a meat, I try to eat three at the same time. That way I get all my amino acid chains built as much as I can. Seems to be working. What I'm doing seems to be working. Extra virgin olive oil is the key too, I think, for when it comes to inflammation. What you want to do is get rid of inflammation. From every doctor that I've listened to and all the research, and you won't hear this from a regular doctor in your city, but inflammation is your enemy. Sugar causes inflammation. Inflammation is your enemy. And the B complex and the B1 is supposed to make everything work together better. This is day two. I'm going to do the benfotiamine for 30 days. And then after that, I'm going to just kind of ease off of it just to see if any kind of symptoms come back. I'll probably just take it the rest of my life, B1. Seems to be working.